You're listening to 90.3 KEXP, Audio Oasis, the Northwest Music Show. My name is Charlize, and it's now time for a live performance by Katie Kate on KEXP.
But I cannot stay here, the visions are coming. I'm finding so deeply decisions to make. From the heat, I will dip on faith, thinking my heart to the beat. Now be brave, child, be brave, child. Go hit child, go hit child. Jump on now, jump on now. Let anybody jump to your death. Be brave, child, be brave, child. Go hit child, go hit child. Jump on now, jump on now. Let anybody jump to your death. I said, be brave, be brave.
Katie Kate, live on KEXP. Thank you. to a live performance by Katie Kate. You just heard Sadie Hawkins and Canyon. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
I have reverb on my voice. Awesome.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you're back here. It's really cool for me and listeners.
It's cool for me too.
Yeah, I can't
it's cool
be selfish about
Charlize.
This. It's awesome. You have a band.
I know.
That's so exciting.
Aren't they cool?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's just been you and Raja for so long, and now you have Lena.
I have Lena Simon here.
Yeah, Pollins and Kairos, and Trent, who is in every band, including mine.
Trent Mormon.
In Seattle, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My new band.
Yep, every band.
So, you have this new album that's about to come out, but before we talk about it, I was cruising your FB, and I just found a reason to talk about this. Bronies, did you watch that movie?
Oh, man. Yeah.
I was like, oh, my gosh, I can talk about it.
Somehow I knew this was going to come up.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I just watched it. And
did you watch it?
I did, and I was like, maybe I should start looking for a sensitive man who watches.
Are you going to go to BronyCon?
I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys there.
I mean,
I could dress
up.
It's
mostly guys.
Yeah.
Actually.
Have you started watching My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic?
No.
I did.
You did? Yeah.
Just like the first two episodes.
Okay.
And like in the movie.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
The guy says, once I started watching it, I couldn't stop watching it. And I was like, maybe that'll happen to me.
Did it happen to you?
I stopped watching it. So, anyway, that's how I wanted to start out your interview.
I'm really glad.
Yeah,
really glad.
And I also want to talk about the fact that Tote Bag is the song of Audio Oasis. Have you heard The Spot at all, ever?
You know, other people have told
Local
me about
Local Music
it.
Adventure.
What?
I get made fun of.
Local Music Adventure?
You got to hear it.
What?
I'll play it for you. But, yeah. Anyway, do you have any tote bags? Because I saw you walking with one, and I was like, I want one, too.
I'm fresh out, but we're going to re-up. If you to the show on Tuesday, maybe.
Right. I am coming to the show on Tuesday.
Well, Charlize, see if I can scrounge one for you.
You can have my cymbal bag.
not as cool as the song.
I'll draw on it for you.
Yeah, well, okay.
I'll get one of those whiteout pens. And
and you'll write it on there, an autograph?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So your second album, does it have a title yet? Have you titled it?
No. I mean, no. I'm kicking around titles. I don't want to say anything.
I was thinking Katie Kate's Classics.
Katie Kate Greatest Hits Volume 2.
Yeah. So I know that you've been looking for a label.
Yeah.
And have you found one?
Not yet, no.
What's that process been like?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you are still releasing the album. What made you decide to just do it on your own?
I mean, I spend a lot of time waiting around for people to get, you know, what I do and understand the music and appreciate it. And really, I have a ton of people around me. I have my band. I have lots of supporters. And it just made more sense to put it out myself, get it out there, you know. I just want to give it out to the world because it's really good.
It
I want
is
everyone
really
to
good.
Have it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I didn't expect you to play Sadie Hawkins.
Really?
That's like my jam.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Janelle Monáe.
Really?
Yeah, and the screaming part. I thought it was a roller coaster ride, but it's actually you.
Oh, no, it's me.
Yeah.
I actually couldn't figure out what to do in that part, and so I said, what if I just do like a scream, like I have a really metal scream? Like
yeah.
Really
oh, totally.
Up.
And I also, it made me look up Sadie Hawkins.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know who she is. Don't know the deal with Sadie Hawkins.
Yeah, her dad was real worried about her and her love life.
Mm-hmm. She had to chase some men up the mountain, chase them around.
Right.
Yep. That's kind of how I roll.
Yeah, and now there's a whole day around it. It's amazing what we do.
Oh, yeah.
Americans do.
It's like an Appalachian thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are some of the new things that we can expect to hear on the album, those of us who haven't heard it?
I don't know. Raja, what do you think?
I think just her kind of coming more into her own as a songwriter and taking some of the elements from the first album where it was a lot like real poppy, dancey, but still with the rapping, and now kind of like taking a stronger hold of who she is and the voice that she wants to put out more as a musician, you know, and exploring some more of those like darker sides without it necessarily being depressing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah.
Still a celebration, but not as like tongue in cheek and a little serious, you know, a little more serious.
Yeah. And so the first album you recorded on your own?
Yeah, I recorded it in my bedroom.
And this album, you recorded it with someone else.
Yeah, I recorded it at Studio Nels with Charlie Smith.
Yeah. And how long did it take you to...
It's like 4 months of constant work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So making your album, do you like make the beats first and then...
Depends on the song, but usually, yeah. Usually I would come up with a beat that I liked and then kind of think about how it made me feel, where it was coming from, what was going on in my life, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that was interesting about writing in the studio, too. It's like an intensive sort of writing environment. And so as things were happening, I was able to just like get it out and get it down and sort of a record of that whole process on the record.
Well, all the songs you are performing tonight are on the new Untitled album.
They sure are.
Yeah. And you have a couple more.
Yeah.
Cool. Katie Kate on KEXP.
With a tree line, you wanna cross me? I got tall pines, I got thick stacks, so maybe not yet. But I can stand heat and I can stand wet, and I will stand tall through the forest fires. You can't end me, so don't expire. I got a hard head in the best way, and I'm better than you on your best day. So go ahead now, you can test me, break all the lies that will best me. Take all my tracks, but my best beats, they turn on you when they think you're weak. So you best run, or I break free. I'm a stone man, you can't break me. I got a mountain face with a tree line. You wanna cross me? I got tall pines.
I stand stone, I push more. Talk less, hush more. I am set in stone, I am much more. Can't get rid of me, so talk less.
I am a mountain phaser with a stony gaze. I give hard looks, I have hard days. Flip rocks, I got mud teeth. I'm low and hot, you need base relief. I am a granite queen and that's how we are planet. Manage me, can't understand it. Embarrassing, yeah, I'm a bandit. I don't ask twice in a row, I demand it. Green top, little features, top spot. By the glass creatures with the rock slide. Overdone, new, number one. Free fall, big chills, granite mask, black hills. I am a mountain phaser with a tree line. You wanna cross me? I got tall pines.
I am setting stone. I much more, can't get rid of me, so talk less, hush more. I am set in stone, I much more, can't get rid of me, so talk less, hush more. I am set in stone, I much more, can't get rid of me, so talk less, hush more. I am set in stone, I much more, can't get rid of me, so talk less.
But that wasn't enough. And can't nothing ever touch me. Said I am one with the earth. Then you better make sure. Cause the rocks in the Cascades, they backing on my plays. Your ass scratched. Though I look hard, free fall. I said granny mask. I am a mountain face with a tree line. You wanna cross me? I got tall pines.
To Katie Kate live on KEXP.
Mm-hmm. Moonshine with moonbeams. See the posted sign telling us keep out, but like dope things we shine a light inside. We can't stop ourselves from taking a good ring promise. We find things we didn't even know we were seeking. But we enter here, I suggest we pay heed. All that good is fancy, and I'm afraid to grieve. But like a filigree, like a filament burning hot. Our wire thin and electrified, we're going in now, ready or not. Headlights and they flash, thunderclap with that crash. Give me a heart so I can rip it in half. And she screams and digs it like a terrible demon. You cry out loud and you're cutting and screaming. Line is crossed and it was over and done. And number one, she rough house with a tough tongue and a force of nature. Tidal gravity, terrifying, pure depravity. Give her a reason, just one reason. Give her a reason, just one reason. Give me a reason, give me a reason. Give me a reason, just give me a reason.
You've been listening to an explosive live performance by Katie Kate here on Audio Oasis. You just heard Persephone and Rushmore. And when I'm listening to Persephone, I can hear the guest. I just heard the guest that aren't here.
There's two guests.
Yeah. And you have different guests on your record.
Right. I have on this song, one song, I have Jarve D and Nacho Picasso.
And that's different from Flatland.
Yeah, I had no guests on that one.
Why did you decide to work with guests this time? Can you talk?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Because I really, really love those dudes. And
yeah.
I thought they'd be a great fit. I think the first record, I was just trying to like figure out where I was and what I was doing and make my project and put it out.
Yeah.
And now I feel a little more comfortable like utilizing other people's talents.
Yeah.
Like, shout out Rick Rude. The Rude Boutique.
I actually looked behind me when that happened.
That frightened me.
Well, I'm enjoying listening to the album. I can't wait for listeners to hear it too. It's really, really great. And you have played like every major festival in Seattle.
Yes.
What are your plans this year? Do you have any special events planned around the album release?
Not yet. Keep your eyes and ears peeled.
Yeah. So next week on Tuesday, you have a show at Barbosa with 18 Eyes and Wishbeard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to that.
It should be very good.
Yeah. Cool. And to keep up with you, Facebook is good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm on the Twitters.
Yeah. And you have a blog spot, Katie Kate Music.
To be honest, I don't really update that.
No.
Sorry.
So Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
SoundCloud Bandcamp.
SoundCloud Bandcamp.
Cool.
Google.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Was really, really great. Sounded fantastic.
Great time. Thank you.
You just heard a live performance by Katie Kate here on 90.3 KEXP Audio Oasis, Seattle.